Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. PMP Exam Prep Simplified covers the current PMP exam and includes a 35 hours of project management e-learning course is a professional certification study guide written by Andrew. RamDial for candidates preparing for the project management professional exam. It belongs to the exam prep and professional training genre, with a clear practical purpose to help readers meet the PMI 35 contact hour education requirement and build the knowledge needed for the current PMP exam. The book is organized around the major project management domains covered by modern PMP preparation, including integration, scope, schedule, cost, quality, resource, communication, risk, procurement, and stakeholder management. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of simplified explanations, practice questions, and an included e-learning course, which makes it function as both a textbook and a training package. The emphasis is not only on memorization, but on understanding how project management principles are applied in predictive, agile, and hybrid contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, simplifying the PMP body of knowledge for faster comprehension. A central strength of the book is its effort to make PMP material more accessible without reducing it to slogans or shortcuts. The PMP exam covers a wide range of project management concepts, and many candidates struggle because the language in standard reference materials can feel abstract or densely technical. RamDial responds by breaking ideas into simpler explanations that are easier to retain and review under exam pressure. This matters because exam preparation is not just about exposure to terms, but about building a structure that allows a reader to connect processes, inputs, tools, and outcomes. By presenting material in more direct language, the book reduces cognitive load and helps readers move from passive reading to practical recall. That approach is especially useful for professionals who are working full-time and need a study guide that supports efficient revision. The simplification strategy also helps bridge the gap between formal project management theory and the way project decisions are actually made in practice. Secondly, coverage of the major PMP domains and how they relate to project execution. The book is built around the core domains that shape the PMP exam, including integration, scope, schedule, cost, quality, resource, communication, risk, procurement, and stakeholder management. This structure is important because it mirrors the way project management is actually coordinated. Each domain affects the others. And exam questions often test whether a candidate can see those connections. For example, changes in scope influence schedule and cost, while stakeholder expectations can reshape communication planning and risk response. By organizing the material around these areas, the book gives readers a domain-based map of project work instead of a disconnected list of definitions. That kind of organization helps candidates answer scenario questions, which require judgment rather than recall alone. It also makes the book useful beyond certification because the same domain relationships appear in real projects where trade-offs, constraints, and coordination are constant. The practical value lies in showing how project management is a system rather than a set of isolated tasks. Thirdly, alignment with the current PMP exam, including agile and hybrid thinking. This book is positioned for the current version of the PMP exam, which places significant emphasis on contemporary project environments rather than only traditional predictive methods. That makes its inclusion of agile and hybrid approaches especially important. Modern PMP preparation has to account for projects that combine plan-driven structure with adaptive delivery, and the book reflects that shift by integrating those perspectives into its explanations. This is not a cosmetic update, it changes how readers should think about exam questions. Because many scenarios now test response flexibility, team collaboration, and value delivery rather than rigid process compliance. The emphasis on evidence-based practice also fits the exam's broader direction, where candidates are expected to choose actions based on project context and stakeholder needs. By covering predictive, agile, and hybrid methods together, the book helps readers avoid studying PMP as if it were only about a single methodology. That makes the preparation more realistic and better aligned with the current exam landscape and with how organizations actually manage projects today. Fourthly, practice questions and walkthroughs as tools for exam readiness. Another key feature of the book is its large set of practice questions, along with walkthroughs, graphics, and exercises. These elements matter because PMP success depends on more than reading. It depends on applying concepts under timed, scenario-based conditions. Practice questions help readers identify weak areas, but the walkthroughs add a second layer of value by explaining why an answer is correct and how to reason through the problem. That kind of reinforcement is especially useful for a difficult certification exam, where many wrong answers are plausible, and the challenge is often to select the best project management response. the inclusion of visuals and exercises also supports memory and pattern recognition, both of which are important for handling complex exam scenarios efficiently. Instead of treating preparation as passive study, the book turns it into active practice. For readers, that means they can test comprehension, adjust study priorities, and build confidence in applying concepts across different question styles. In a certification context, this kind of practice-centered design is often more effective than a purely descriptive textbook. Lastly, the 35-hour course and its role as a complete PMP entry package. A notable differentiator of the book is that it includes a 35-hour project management e-learning course, which addresses the PMI education requirement for PMP eligibility. This makes the book more than a study guide. It becomes a combined learning and qualification resource. For many candidates, that combination is important because it reduces the need to assemble separate materials just to meet application prerequisites. The course component also reinforces the written content by giving learners structured instruction from the same authorial approach, which can improve consistency in how concepts are understood. In practical terms, this makes the product attractive to self-directed learners who want a single package that supports both exam preparation and certification readiness. It also distinguishes the book in a crowded PMP market where some guides focus only on theory and others only on practice questions. By bringing education hours, simplified instruction, and exam preparation together, the book offers a more integrated path for candidates who want an efficient and organized starting point. That positioning explains much of its appeal among PMP aspirants. In conclusion, this book is best suited for PMP candidates who want a structured, exam-focused resource that also helps satisfy the formal education requirement for certification. It is especially practical for project managers, team leads, and working professionals who need a clear explanation of current PMP content without losing coverage of the essential domains. Readers who benefit most are those preparing for a first attempt, those returning to certification study after time away from formal project management theory, and those who prefer a single package that combines instruction, practice, and eligibility support. What sets it apart from many similar books is its blend of simplified explanation, current exam alignment, and the included 35-hour e-learning course. That combination gives it a broader function than a standard prep book. It serves as both a learning guide and a certification bridge. Its emphasis on predictive, agile, and hybrid project thinking also makes it more relevant to the present PMP exam than older process-heavy manuals. For readers who want practical clarity and direct exam utility, it is a strong and well-positioned choice. If you would like to support Andrew Ramdial, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.